Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? Samantha Major. We are officially back. Took a week off. Had to help somebody get elected. Feel like we did a good job. But anyways, got a great show for you today, as always. Got my host, Cece. She will be joining me shortly. Got Miss April Watts, which is the host of the first annual Velocity Magazine Award. But she's a little more than just a host. So we're going to kind of get into her business a little bit. Anyways, be back. Now I go down. Where else would you be? It's Monday, 7 o'clock. HipHopAlway.com. We got our radio. We'll be back.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop. With a new school twist, just to make it hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Drop in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move. Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Report new music, movies, awards, too. You never see nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. And who's who? What was it that of this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admissions. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is turned to progress. We got that, but we don't care who got next.
All right, people, what's really good? We are officially back.
Yes,
Samantha Major. I know. We had to take a week off. We have some business to take care of.
Definitely.
Had a little business to handle. Yes. If you guys don't know, you've been in the bubble or somewhere, you've been in Alaska, maybe you're chilling with Sarah Palin and all that. We got a new president. And last time I heard he was black.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
That's what Jeezy told me. That's what Jeezy told me. So his president is black, so is mine.
All up and through the song, right?
It's all good. But we don't get into that. We definitely going to talk about election stuff. But I want to get right into our guest because we have a very special guest today. We have Miss April Watts. And now I hope this is the right one because we have another caller. Caller, I'm going to get to you in a second. Miss Watts.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm all ready. I'm pumped up. I'm getting ready for the Velocity Magazine Awards this Saturday. You guys are going to be there. You're nominated, so I know you're amped about that.
We're just trying to be like you when we grow up.
Exactly.
it's going to be really, really exciting.
That's all we're trying to do. The first question I have to ask you, because it's just a natural question. We have a black president. And not just a black president. We have a very intelligent, eloquent president. Because 8 years has been rough. It's been rough. What do you think? And what has been the reaction amongst your peers and your family?
I didn't hear the last part of your question. What did you say? What has been the reaction as far as
Around the people you've been around, like your peers and your family members, what has been the reaction?
Oh, of course, everybody is happy. Everybody is ecstatic. I live in the nation's capital, so, you know, D.C. was on fire the night that he actually won. And personally, I'm excited about it, not necessarily because he is black, but mainly because of what it means that America as a nation has grown up. Now, we've grown up because necessity, because the economy is bad, because everybody's doing bad on a holistic level, but sometimes you have to look at it. It doesn't really matter why change has come, but it has come, and it's here. And he is articulate. He is a shining example, not just as a black man, but as a man on a whole, and I'm just hoping that he holds to that image and he holds to everything that he appeared to be during the election.
Definitely. Right. Now, I know that a lot of people have, it's been talked about almost like where you were exactly when you heard that this man is our president now. Where were you and what were you thinking? What was your reaction when you like actually got the official news?
I was in the house watching CNN. I was in the house watching MSNBC, watching Fox, watching every network possible. And, of course, I was on Facebook because I'm totally addicted to Facebook. So shout out to all of my Facebook friends right now who are listening on the Internet. But I had a certain calm about me because I knew he was going to get it anyway. So I didn't feel the whole, like, tears and the wealth of emotion that everybody else felt. And maybe it's because I had a little more faith in the American people than we had in ourselves, I guess.
Right.
Very understandable. I'm not going to, you know, go with this point too much longer, but I did want to say something that I felt was very important for everyone to realize. This is not an overnight process.
Oh, it's not.
It's going to take a lot of time. We're excited, but to me, this is the beginning of it. This is giving us an opportunity. For all you artists listening, this is like getting your deal. When you get your deal, that just gives you permission to make money. You know what I'm saying? Or permission to do what you love and get paid for it. It doesn't mean you made it. So it's going to still take a lot of work. The same effort we put into electing him is the same effort we need to put in our community and what we do and getting ourselves right so we can help in any way possible. So I just wanted to kind of get into that.
I definitely want to piggyback on that point because a lot of times we as people have a sheepish nature. And we wait for a leader, one single individual, to come about and to bring that change, whether it was Martin Luther King, whether it was Malcolm X, whether it was John F. Kennedy, whomever. And I want people to really understand that change starts within you and that you have power, you have charisma, you can get out and bring about change without one person leading the whole masses. Even though leadership is necessary, you can lead yourself.
Right. I agree with that 100%. But like I said, I don't want to make this a
political
conversation. All right, I could go on all day about that. But let's talk about you. First of all, you definitely, we all know you're hosting the Velocity Magazine Award. But beyond that, your career started way before that until you got to this position. You were the youngest jazz program on the East Coast. When did you realize the entertainment industry was for you?
I would say probably since my start in elementary school because I always did speeches. I was always in some play or anything dealing with entertainment. I love words, whether it's written word, whether it's spoken word. I just love words. I love people. I love energy. So I just think I was meant to entertain. I don't know.
I definitely have been, you know, reading up on you, of course, lately, Ms. Watts. But, I mean, I have to say this. I was actually really, really excited to interview you because you seem like, or you are such an inspiration to me because, you know, this is a lot of things that you're doing I have already accomplished. I'm trying to do the same exact things, you know.
And
so
who
were some... Yes, definitely. Who were some of your inspirations, like, in terms of broadcast journalism? Did you have any?
Broadcast journalism, I would say the people that I really hope to emulate, one person is Oprah because of how she is handling the entire game. But as far as, like, skill-wise, I really, really love Bryant Gumbel. I think he is an animal with it. I love Bob Costas. I think he is an animal with it. Even though I'm not a comedian, I really respect what Bill Maher does. He's witty, he's quick, and he knows his stuff. So those would be the people that I would say.
Definitely.
Let me ask you this. What's the difference between April Watts starting out and April Watts now?
The difference between April Watts starting out and April Watts now is I have a little bit more experience and I have a little more understanding of the game. When I first started out, I was just hungry. I didn't care. As a matter of fact, when I got my start at the jazz station at WPFW right here in Washington, D.C., I went there thinking that I was going to get a hip-hop and R&B show. And the person that was the program director there who went on to become my mentor and a very good friend of mine, he said, well, I'm sorry, but we don't do hip-hop here. I said, well, I'll do country, I'll do classical, I'll do rock and roll, whatever you want me to do, because my goal was to learn the craft. And I got in there, and I didn't even think that I would like jazz music because I never really was exposed to it. And I found myself loving Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, Betty Carter, Eric Dolphy. I mean, just way out stuff. And it really helped me grow because I had to focus on the craft because I didn't know the music. And initially starting out, I did not like the music because I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that I started out just really inexperienced, and I was hungry, I was hungry, I was hungry. But now I have a little bit more understanding of how the game works. And the game, I have to be honest, people really don't want to hear it, whether it's entertainment, whether it's any other aspect of business. It should not be like this, but I would say it's 20% talent and maybe 80% relationships.
Mm-hmm.
80% of how people perceive you, 80% of how you interact with others. 80% networking. So even though you're really excited as a rapper, or you're really excited as an aspiring radio personality, and you're just in the lab, just like hungry, trying to hone that, you really need to focus on relationships as well.
Definitely. Wow, she is really dropping some jewels out there. I don't know if anybody else is like listening to what she's talking about. I'm definitely like taking notes. Like, okay, that's something I got to work on. That's what's up.
And I'm
now
still
I noticed,
working on it.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, I'm sure that's something that you're always going to have to, I won't say always work at, but definitely, I mean, the industry is always changing, so that's something you always have to kind of reinvent yourself. Now, I see with your name also, you have the April, then it's the quotations, Mecca Watts. What's the difference between, like, when you go out, is there a difference when you go by Mecca or April Watts? Or
okay.
Same person?
Is
this like your alter ego, like a Sasha moment or something?
Yes. Just like Beyonce is Sasha Fierce, I'm Mecca. And I really use Mecca for more urban things. I do some modeling, and I am capable of doing a hip-hop show if that's something that I choose to go after. So I separate April Watts, who is the more straight-ahead personality, the more mainstream person, and then Mecca, I can get rugged and street with it too.
All right. Yeah, I already hear it.
let me ask you something. I've been doing entertainment and everything for a while now. And when I first got in, I was so surprised by how different it was from what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
What surprised you being in the entertainment industry for a while now, and you're like, wow, I didn't think it was like this?
Well, when I first went into it, I thought it was more of a situation where just cream rises to the top and the hardest working and the most talent. I thought that it was merit-based because that's the way I was raised. And it's not always like that. Merit has something to do with it, but it has far less to do with it than what I thought when I initially went into it, and that really did shock me. But it's a beautiful industry, and you can work it from so many angles. You can work it from the inside. You can work it from the outside, because you can say what you will about Master P now, but you have to respect what he did with the game. He came from the outside, and he said, look, nobody wants to sign me. I'm not accepted. People think I can't rap. But he did it so well that the mainstream had to come to him. Look at a person like Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, nobody believed in him. He lived in his car for a year. And now, look at him. He has Kathy Bates in his movies. He has Jill Scott. He has the A-list African-American actors now coming to him, and his shows sell out and his movies sell out. So you can work it from so many angles, and that's the beautiful thing about the entertainment industry, because just like everything else, it really falls back on you and falls back on what you're going to do and the way you want to handle it.
Definitely. So I saw that you have your MySpace. I checked out your MySpace, and you have, like, a demo and everything up. So I know that you've done some TV work already. How do you feel about, like, is there a huge difference between the radio aspect and the TV thing? Like, what do you like, I guess, more? Like, which one is better suited for you, you think?
I like television more because I'm going into acting. I've done some acting as well. So I like television more because it's more of a holistic thing. It's not just focusing on your voice, but it's focusing on your facial expressions, your body language, and the whole nine yards. And I also like television because I feel that there is a little more freedom, not to neglect radio, because that definitely is still a love of mine, but I feel that with a medium like television, you have a little bit more freedom to be creative. Mm-hmm. Whereas with commercial radio, you don't necessarily have that freedom because you're confined to liners and confined to
right.
what your program director wants you to do, even though you still have to listen to somebody with a television show.
Right. Did you have any, like, training, I guess, I don't want to say professional training, but any type of training in radio or in TV, or you just kind of went right
wow.
into it?
I kind of went right into it. I double majored in anthropology and black studies at Pitzer
mm-hmm.
College in Claremont, California, and
mm-hmm.
I was going to go to graduate school to get a PhD in anthropology. I knew what school I was going to go to, the whole nine yards, and something in me just said, hold up, you've always loved entertainment, so
mm-hmm.
why don't you go home, go back to D.C., and try to get a job on the radio?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
So you just came into the game with, like, no experience kind of thing and just in reference to, like,
hungry.
Actually being on air. Yeah.
I was hungry. Like, I just came. As a matter of fact, I got on the air because I went to PSW, and when my mentor was talking to me, he said,
mm-hmm.
well, what do you want to do in radio? I said, I want to do everything. And that's the thing. You have to be humble starting out, and you have to be willing to do almost anything. I walked
yeah.
in there
yeah.
wanting to be on the air, but I was told that I have to be an assistant to my program director. He said,
right.
you can come in every Wednesday. He told me every Wednesday. Now, this might not work nowadays, I don't know, but
mm-hmm.
I showed up every single day. I said, you
mm-hmm.
need me, and I analyzed him, and I watched him, and I found
right.
out what he was weak at, which just so happened, thank you, Jesus, to be my strength. He never typed another thing ever again. Anything he needed typed, I was there. Anything he needed proofread, I was there. I just
mm-hmm.
utilized my strengths to make him even stronger. So then when it became open in the budget for me to be hired as the program assistant,
mm-hmm.
guess who got the job? Then I ended up being program assistant and development assistant, and then I got on the air.
Wow.
So sometimes you have to get in where you fit in until you
mm-hmm.
can work your way to where you want to be.
Wow.
Before we go any further, we have a caller, and I appreciate you for hanging on. Let me, 202, you're on the line with Ms. April Watts. Caller.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, April?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a quick question to ask you real quick.
What's your name, sweetie?
Oh, my name is Josh.
Okay, Josh.
Okay, I just want to know if I'm going to win a Velocity Magazine award this weekend.
Wow.
Josh, you know, sweetie, I wish I even knew. If I knew, I probably wouldn't tell you anyway. But let me tell
right.
you about the producer of the Velocity Magazine Awards and my really good friend, Anthony Anderson. We
mm-hmm.
are tight. I mean, airtight. And he will not tell me, baby, I'm nominated in the best supporting actress category. And this is what I said to him. I have to tell the truth on myself. I said, Anthony,
okay.
I am the host of the show. This is going to stream live on the internet. It is going to be filmed to play on television. And I need to have my game face because, truth be told, I'm highly competitive. I do not like to lose. I can celebrate somebody else's success, but sister does not like to lose. So I said, Anthony, I'm not asking you who won. Just tell me if I didn't win so I can
right.
prepare to be gracious. Do you know he will not tell me?
Wow.
Well, to let you know, my real name is not Josh. This is E.
Yeah, I know who this is.
Oh, hey, I hope
you
win.
April.
I am pulling for you.
You're doing such a wonderful job, and I'm very, very, very proud of you. I can't wait to see the opening. Anthony has been in my ear about the opening of the show, and I can't wait to see. And I just wanted to step on real quick and just commend you on everything that you're doing. Part of my success is by watching you, so I'm going to leave it at that.
E, I love you and appreciate you so much, really.
Thank you.
And
thank
I have watched you grow as an artist over the years, and it just does my heart good, and it makes me feel so special. I can't wait to see you do your performance. I have my fingers crossed. I'm praying that you win an award because you're nominated twice, right?
Yeah.
I'm really praying for you. And besides being a great artist, you are a great person because you have really helped me too. And that's one thing. I'm glad I have you on the phone. That is one thing that I think DC artists, even though we're talking about independent artists overall for the Velocity Magazine Awards, but DC artists really need to let go of the crab mentality and come together and support each other in everything. Because truth be told, there is enough money out there in the world for everybody to get some. There is enough shine in the world. You have your own internal light. You can shine your light. Just because somebody else is shining doesn't mean that it's going to take anything from you. So we need to come together as a force in D.C. to be respected like people in the South, to be respected like, look at the Philadelphia music scene. They all stick together, and that's something that we have to do. And I just want to say thank you, E, because you're one of those people that is always willing to help, that is always supportive.
Thank you very much. And, you know, everybody at Hip Hop Our Way, you guys, again, are doing a tremendous job. The Velocity Magazine Awards is going to be crazy. And, wow, just kudos to you, Mecca. I know you as Mecca, but kudos to you, April, my dear. And
thank you, baby.
Seeing all of y'all on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to call you E-Boogie then, since we call it how we know people. I'm going to call you E-Boogie. How about that?
That's right. I can take that. I can take that.
All right, mate. You have a good one, E.
Later.
That was a real good dude right there. That's my
nice.
Man, E.
That was a nice surprise.
Let me ask you a question. On your personality, actress, model, businesswoman, which one would you, which one means the most to you?
You will not make me choose. You will not make me choose because everything is linked. Everything is associated. I just love media. I call myself a media specialist because anything dealing with media, anything dealing with entertainment, I love it. And I'm going to keep on pushing all of them full force until something blows beyond belief. And when it does, I'm just going to use that to parlay myself into other areas. So I can't choose. I won't choose.
And that's that, C major. So don't ask questions like that. Don't be asking the questions like that.
And I love what you said,
right? So, yeah, tell us about, I was, again, looking at your MySpace, the alwaysapril.com. Like, what is that whole product about?
Always April is a line of bath and body products. I have to give you a little bit of old school wisdom from my mentor. His name is Lou Hankins, and he was one of the DJs like way back in the day. And he told me, he said, baby, it's a poor rat that only has one hole. And he was like, even though this entertainment thing is something that you want to do, you always have to make sure that you are not broke because of it. He said, because you find yourself making compromises and making decisions that you would never make out of desperation. So my goal is, as much as I love what I do and I can't see myself ever giving up on it, I will never, ever, you hear me? As long as God blesses me, I will never make a decision out of desperation. So I will always have another source of income. Because I don't want to stay somewhere that I don't want to stay. I don't want to be in a position that I don't want to be in, or I don't want to make a compromise that I don't want to make because I'm broke and I need a little bit of money. It is not worth my self-respect. It is not worth my self-worth. Can't do it.
Right.
I hope everyone who's listening is really, really paying attention to what you're saying. Because it's so critical, especially during this time, especially during this economy, to have multiple streams of income. It's essential, literally. Because when one market is down, the other one provides for you, if that kind of makes sense. So right now, I need everybody to go to alwaysapril.com and buy like six things and buy me something too.
That would be very, very
too.
Nice.
Christmas
and
is coming up.
Is 100% natural. It has olive oil, coconut oil, and soy oil. Now, if you're thinking that it's going to smell like Victoria's Secret or something like that,
no,
it's mainly earth fragrances, and it smells very good. And it's not like you're going to walk in the room and smell, light up the room with your scent. It's subtly sexy, and it's natural.
Mm-hmm. What made you go with more natural products? Because, I mean, I know that that's – I use pretty much everything I use is natural products, but what mm-hmm. made you go that route as opposed to, you know, more fragrancy type of stuff?
Because I know you can't tell from some of my pictures with all the weave and everything, but I'm an earthy chick at heart. So the only thing I don't fake is my hair.
Don't go there. Don't go there. See, baby, you know how I do it. So you already know. That's what it is. There's nothing wrong with the weave. Nothing wrong with
it. What's your biggest accomplishment to date?
My biggest accomplishment to date? Mm-hmm. Now you're making me think, C Major. I would say that one of my biggest accomplishments to date is the lead role that I played in the Shirley Murdoch video.
Mm-hmm.
That was very special to me. It's called I Love Me Better Than That, and I went to the casting, and I got the role, and it was, aside from the independent film that I did with Anthony, that was my first acting role on a mm-hmm. national scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say getting on the radio, because it was something that nobody thought I could do, not even my mother, because she was more practical. And she was like, you know, you went to school, you got 2 degrees, and you come home and talk about you want to do radio. That doesn't make sense. What about benefits? What about this? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like everybody was telling me, April, you shouldn't do this. April, you're smart. You have other qualities. You need to go here. You need to do that. And I saw it. Because I felt like God promised me that this was something that I was going to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And I hustled and I struggled and I got it. And so I would say that's also one of my biggest accomplishments to date.
Cool.
But I'm looking forward. So I'm looking ahead. I'm looking to accomplish some more things. And one of the things that I really want to do in the future is figure out a way to be able to take my knowledge and my talents and help other people.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you, like, what is it that you wanted to do, I guess, on a broader spectrum with this? Like, what's next? I know you're doing so many things. It's like,
mm-hmm.
when are you going to have time to focus? You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to really focus on, I guess, next?
Oh, I'm definitely focused. As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, I just completed a book. It's an audio book for a novel called Something More Than This, and it's by an author named Tanya L. Ramirez, and it's going to be in bookstores December 16th, and the audio book will also be sold in Starbucks. So that's very exciting. Right now, at the moment, I'm focusing on a lot of freelance voice work. I'm also very proud of a project that I'm the voice and the face of. It's called the Safe Sister Campaign, and it
mm-hmm.
basically is an internet workshop on HIV and AIDS awareness and STD prevention, and it's targeted towards women of color. So that was a gig that was really cool because I got paid, but I also got to help people, and that's
right.
The best. That's the best.
We have another caller that I'm going to take from the 2-4-0.
Okay.
Let's see what's really good. You're on the line with April Watts. Good caller.
Yes, I would like to know, is there any truth to the rumor that next year April will be shot out of a cannon from Condon Terrace all the way to the Arc Theater?
That's
Andy
what I heard.
Anderson, absolutely not. The only way you will get me to shoot out of a cannon is if you go first.
I'm not on first.
I just might go first. Anyway,
what's
call you later.
Aunt?
Bye.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, that was Anthony Anderson, the founder and creator of Velocity Magazine, the Velocity Magazine Award. As you can see, he has a great sense of humor. He'll be on the show on Wednesday, so we're going to really have a great show, so make sure y'all tune in on Wednesday, because that's going to be pretty
that's
hilarious.
Gonna be fun.
Let me ask you, I've asked everyone this, and I haven't gotten any details. Anthony gave us a little bit, we were the first to know that it was going to be broadcast online, so
mm-hmm.
that was a pretty big exclusive for us, but
mm-hmm.
do you have anything special that you can tell us that's going on at the Velocity Magazine Awards? Because I saw the picture, and I was kind of like, what is this? If you haven't seen it, the email or the picture, it's a picture of a few people, and April's one of them, standing in a circle. But there's some real interesting characters in that picture. I'm going to just say it like that.
The only thing I can say is it's going to be completely and totally hilarious. Do not be late if you plan on attending the Velocity Magazine Awards. The show starts at 8 You need to be there. If you're not doing red carpet, which starts at, what time does that start? 6:45, right?
Yep.
The red carpet starts at 6:45. If you don't plan on doing that, please make sure that you are in your seats by 7:45 because you do not want to miss 1 second of the opening. The opening is just going to be over the top, off the chain, and I can't tell you exactly what it is, but let's just say Viva Las Vegas. That's the hint. Viva Las Vegas, okay?
Wow.
All right, Cece, I'm getting frustrated. Because we've been doing this
for
the last few days. We don't get no love. We don't get no exclusives. This is love. Nobody wants to get a good thing.
I don't get it either. As a matter of fact, if it makes you feel good, I was talking to Anthony earlier today, and he was telling me, April, there's going to be a surprise. And I was like, Anthony, what a surprise.
What's the surprise, right?
I need to know. I don't like surprises. And he was like, it's Project X. Just trust me, Project X. Now, what am I supposed to do with that? So I don't want you to feel like you're out of the loop, okay?
Just be ready for anything, girl.
Exactly.
Y'all about to see the first class acting for real because April's not going to know what's going on. Wow. Okay.
Well, look.
And the tickets are almost sold out too, so we're very excited about that. I think like only a few tickets remain, maybe 20.
Yeah, it's only like a stack left. Yeah, it's something very minimum right now.
Yeah.
It's over 1,000 seat theater, so people. It's time to get fly. It's time to get your Gucci, your Vuitton, whatever you got. It's time to pull it out.
See, Major, can I get this in really, really quickly before we go? Because I know show is about to end. I have to thank some very special people that are helping to make me look good. My glam squad, my hair stylist, Alix Maya, my makeup artist, Kim Green, and I have some very wonderful people that are outfitting me. I have to thank Kenny Flanagan of Cass Couture, Lefty's Bridal and Boutique of Forestville, Maryland, New York Boutique in Georgetown, and Raja Designs out of Baltimore, Maryland.
All right. The glam squad.
Yes.
Well, before I let you go, because we're definitely going to do that because I don't want to keep you over time, first of all, I appreciate you coming on the line with us, and it's definitely been a great interview. And
my pleasure.
I definitely look forward to, I've been following from afar for a while because I follow everything in D.C. Anything that's going on in D.C. I want to know about. You know what I mean? And you definitely have been doing your thing for a long time. And once again, I wish you continued success. But before I let you go, is there anything, let people know your websites again and where they can reach out to you.
Okay, definitely. You can email me at april@alwaysapril.com. You can log on to alwaysapril.com for the bath and body products. They're premium handmade bath and body products, olive oil, soy oil, coconut oil. You can hit me on myspace.com/April Watts.
Okay, sounds good. Well, one thing, too, and I'm kind of going to put you on the spot here just a little bit. It's not too bad, but just a little bit. I'm always in the business of making connections. And like you said, networking is extremely important. Would it be possible, because my co-host Cece is extremely talented, and I think if she could just, maybe you guys could email each other back and forth.
Oh, honey, you don't even have to say that. Wait a minute. Let me cut you off right here. You don't have to say that because I have already put down all that little information. You're about to be a friend on my face. You think I'm playing. Like, I've already, when I was reading her stuff, I'm like, yo, I got to meet her. Like, I really have to meet her. I would love for you to be a mentor of mine. Like, you're doing such major things, and it's great to see. And you seem like you're so just grounded, and that's even better to see. You know what I mean? And that means a lot. So I was so excited to interview you today because this is exactly what I want to do. So,
well, it is my pleasure, and I thank you for doing what you do, and definitely we can connect. And anybody that knows me will tell you that if there is a way possible that I can help you, I will. And if I can't help you, I will also tell you I can't help you, and I will do my best to put you in connection with someone who can help you. That's what it's all about. So not a problem. And, Cece, I'm going to put it to you like this. You may be able to help me one day, and you're helping me right now. So I say thank you to you and to C Major.
Oh, God, I'm going to cry.
Oh, God.
Okay, great. I'm sorry. Okay.
I feel like I'm on The View or something right now. Like, Jesus, I'm like crying on the weekend.
We're about to have an Oprah moment, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. No, but once again, like I said, I'm not going to keep you any longer. We already kept you over time. Once again, it has been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. And for those of you who don't understand how big this is going to be, April Watts is hosting. That's all I need to say.
Aw, thank you. You are too kind. Thank you so much. And don't forget, we are going to get crazy. It's going to be totally nuts at the after party at the Republic on U Street Northwest. We are just going to enjoy ourselves that entire evening.
Sounds good to me. Works good for me. Well, once again, it has been a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
All right.
Thank
take
you
care.
So
God bless.
April.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right, people, that was Miss April Watts. Like I said, if you're not going to be at the Velocity Magazine Awards on Saturday, I don't know. You have a problem. Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You really have a problem. You really have an issue. If you're anywhere on the East Coast, forget just the DMV. If you're anywhere on the East Coast, I would recommend you go on a hot wire or something, maybe rent you a car or something, or go get you a flight because it's going to be a big bit. It's going to be a pretty big bit. Anything else you want to say, CC, before we head out of here?
No, I'm, like, so excited. I'm coming down off my little April Watts high right now. I was really excited to interview her. Like, everything that she's doing is exactly, you know, well, not exactly, but a lot of it is what I want to do. Like, I don't want to act or anything like that, but, you know,
that's
what's up, though. Like, she's really making major moves, and it's good to see that, you know, you have a strong, you know, God-fearing woman that is doing all that, and that's great to me. I think that's very, very inspirational.
Right, definitely. A few announcements before we actually head off the line. One is all the shows from Monday to Thursday will now be a half hour. We originally were doing Wednesday as an hour. But what we're going to do is, because I had a lot of, not complaints so much, but people just requesting to make sure all of them are live, we will extend the show until it ends, if that makes sense. So we will always be live. We will never cut off the show. When someone's talking or whatever have you, we will just make sure we go on until the show goes off. So if it's an hour, great. If it's 2 hours, great. So we want to do that. So also we have a lot of few changes, but we'll talk about that later. But other than that, man, we're going to get out of here. We're going to play some music on the way out. But I'm done. I ain't got nothing else to say to y'all.
Good?
We out? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right,
y'all. Next time, I'll see you. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's your girl, Cece, here. Hip Hop Our Way. Make sure you check us out next time. We got next.
Cause if you drinking, I'm buying and laid up, bumping and grinding. She made a booty head clap. But wait, it gets worse. As soon as I quit the thirst, she threw that thing in reverse. She was a cutie, fat booty. When she moved, you gotta hit it right. So I see you tonight. Cause Llama kinda like the freak.
She got me up against the wall.
I'ma show it off.
What?
I'ma show it off. I'm showing off till they see it.